Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Now, I've probably been asked 100 times over the last 2+ days, what do you think of the trade? Do you like the trade? And here's my honest assessment of said trade. I don't know right now. Do I like the fact that they traded away a 2010 guy? Well, you don't love that. But here's the thing, and this is true, and you know it, and I know it, we all know it. If this leads to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, this is a sensational trade. If this leads to Kemba Walker and Chris Middleton, then find me a new team to root for. Right? I mean, isn't that how you feel? So how on February 2nd am I supposed to sit here and tell you exactly my take on the trade? I mean, I know how I feel. I feel cautious, very cautiously. And you know why cautiously optimistic? Because this organization makes it very difficult to be full-on, all-in, optimistic. You know, it wasn't so long ago that they were going to slowly build and build around KP and not make rash trades, not make quick decisions, do it the right way, do it through the draft, around KP, sign one free agent. You know, what frustrates me, and this frustrates me a lot, is this whole nonsense with Phil Jackson. Because you know what a lot of the deal on Thursday afternoon was? Undoing the wrongs that Phil Jackson had done. That's what this was. Tim Hardaway Jr. And by the way, you know, you hate to say I told you so. I've been telling you for years, what do you mean you don't like Hardaway at $18 million a year? He can score 20 points a game. You're not building a team around Tim Hardaway. You're not. Tim Hardaway, you know what? I need some points off the bench. Let's bring in Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway is not the answer. Tim Hardaway is not a guy that you want as your starting two guard scoring 20 points a game, playing 30-plus minutes a game. He's just not. So you can look at the stats and say, yeah, but it was $18 million. The Knicks basically, in essence, salary dumped around a star, right? That's what it is. They salary dumped around an unhappy, petulant star. And he annoys me too. You know, Kristaps Porzingis, he can't go to the exit interview. He can't be around when his new coach and GM and everyone's hired. I mean, he's been, and his brother, they've been difficult from the jump. They have been. From the very beginning, he's unhappy with the losing. That's what I'm reading. He was very unhappy with the losing. You knew. What was he, brand new? Did he just walk down Madison Avenue and look and say, oh, the Knicks, they're losing? We knew they were going to lose. Everyone knew they were going to lose. And everyone who's anyone knew that the plan was for this to be the change in seasons. For this offseason to be the change where they actually went out and made acquisitions. By the way, you guys are funny. Last night at the Garden, Kyrie Irving standing O. We want Kyrie. I mean, what else do you have right now? You're 10-41. Now, here's the thing as well. And tell me this didn't pop into your head. You bring in Wesley Matthews. You bring in DeAndre Jordan. You bring in Dennis Smith Jr. Hang on a second. You know what's going to happen, right? You're going to win games. So obviously what has to happen is I don't know that Wesley Matthews and or DeAndre Jordan can play for this team. They make them too good. If you put, you know, the roster that potentially you could out there, you're not going to have one of the worst 3 or 4 records in the NBA. And that's the truth of it. Howard Beck going to join us right at 10 o'clock. Formerly the New York Times, currently of Bleacher Report, has a really good article. And his article basically says, like I said to lead the show, I don't know. And he spoke to executives around the league, and they said the same thing. Either the Knicks are brilliant, or the Knicks will all lose their jobs, is what his article says. And it's true. You have to know something, right? There's no way you could go in blindly if you're Scott Perry. You can't. Can you? Can you go in without knowing what's going to happen with Kevin Durant? Because he's the piece. And the nice thing that you have is you can do what they did for LeBron in Cleveland. Come here and you run everything. Come here and you want Kyrie Irving? Tell him you want to play with him. Tell him to go there. You want Kevin Knox to turn into a veteran power forward? We'll make the trade. You want Zion Williamson? You want Cam Reddish? You want R.J. Barrett? You want John Morant? We'll get them for you. Because you'd think that you're going to have a top five pick. You want that to turn into a legitimate center? A center that can spread the offense and shoot the, whatever you want. We're here for you. Right? That has to be. And I understand it from Kevin Durant's standpoint. I mean, he couldn't get over the hump in Oklahoma City. And half the world feels like he just jumped on a title-winning championship club. Make your own resume. Branch out on your own. How great would that be? And that's where we are. So I don't have the answer for it. You want me to come on and say, this is the greatest trade in the history. If this leads to Jimmy Butler and, I mean, God knows who, then this is you pan this trade. If this leads to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, well, then we're prancing up and down Broadway screaming about what a genius organization this is. The thing that's difficult to swallow is we've done this before. We did this in 2010 where LeBron, we want him, he's ours, he's coming, we got him. My friend's barber's friend's cousin knows him and said that he's going to come here. He chose Miami. We wound up with Amari Stoudemire, who was good for about 45 games, and then, as you expected, was incapable. So this is where we are. So you're a Knicks fan, either you can have patience, and you can have trust, and you can have belief, and I don't blame it if you don't. You call me today at 800-919-3776, Dave, I can't take it anymore. I now have to wait 5 months to know what's going to happen. I don't have blind faith. I get it. It's hard to. It's hard when the organization tells you. 3 weeks ago, the head coach came out and said about Kristaps Porzingis, and he just spoke to him, and he feels good, and he's all on board, and he can't wait to get healthy, he can't wait to play, and then they have a meeting, and he's miserable here, which you know that the plan was to get rid of him already. And then you hear that maybe they didn't do their due diligence. Maybe they didn't dangle him, that there were teams that had no idea that KP was available. And the Knicks just on a whim, drop of a hat, said, we've got to move on. So I think all the emotions that you have right now are probably accurate. You're angry. You don't trust them. You're nervous. I get it. I think we all feel the same way. Because what you now have to do for the next 5 months, February, March, April, May, June, is just kind of trust. And if you can't do it, then you can't. Then you call me and say, Dave, I don't understand. I'm angry. I'm livid. I'm furious. I can't believe they would do this. But for all we know, they spoke to KD and he said, you know what? Get rid of it. And I don't think this happened, but we don't know and we won't know. But the NBA has become really intriguing, especially here for the Knicks. We knew it was exciting. We knew it had some great machinations surrounding it. And now it's kind of, we're all in, right? You're in the biggest poker hand of your life. And you've pushed all your chips to the middle of the table. And the question now is, do you have a full house? Or do you have a pair of threes when another team has the boat?
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Today is the biggest supermarket shopping day of the year. Because it has to be. Because you got to get wild and bring all sorts of things into your home that you typically probably wouldn't even do. Thanksgiving, Super Sunday, these are elite eating days surrounded with football. 800-919-3776. So I'm talking to my producer who is Mr. NBA, loves the NBA. You tell me you wouldn't be happy with Kemba Walker and Jimmy Butler? No, I'm telling you, I don't want that. I'm telling you that if it does not surround the elite of the elite, I don't consider this ultimately a success. I don't want DeMarcus Cousins here. I don't want any part of DeMarcus Cousins. I don't want to free up cap space for a guy coming off a torn Achilles who's going to stand out there and just pad his stats. I'm not winning championships with DeMarcus Cousins as one of my best two players. I don't want that.
What's the alternative?
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Okay, but I'm saying if you don't get that.
I don't want to even think about a world where it's not those two.
You're just going 0 to 100.
You can give me Kemba Walker instead of Kyrie. Yes, if you're going to make a trade like this, I need Kevin Durant coming back and playing for the Knicks.
What if it's, and I know Klay Thompson's not leaving Golden State, but what if you get Kemba and Klay Thompson?
I'm lukewarm.
You got two perennial all-stars in your backcourt.
I have nothing, Ty. I'm nothing right now.
You go from a laughingstock to an Eastern Conference contender, and you're lukewarm about that.
Lukewarm.
That's disgraceful. It doesn't.
No, it's disgraceful. Here's the thing, and this is what's disgraceful, and this is what bothers me. You're not a Knicks fan. You don't know what it's like to be a Knicks fan.
I know what it's like to be a Jets fan.
No. You sit there in your ivory perch, and you're a Lakers fan, and we'll wind up. We get LeBron, and you get these gems. You get these jewels. We'll wind up with Anthony Davis. We'll just trade a little bit of this and a little bit of that and turn it into, the elite of the elite. That's what I want. I want to be what you have. I want to see what it's like to live in that penthouse apartment. I don't want to hit the button and go to floor 22. I want to go all the way up.
And you should absolutely aspire to have that. I'm just saying, if you don't hit on plan A, Plan B can be you getting two perennial all-stars. And for you to just poo-poo that as a Knicks fan is
I'm going to wind up with Jimmy Butler and Chris Middleton, and you're going to tell me, no, but Dave, look, you're going to go to the postseason. I don't want to go to the postseason. For once, I want to have a team that has a chance to actually win a championship.
Jimmy Butler is a top
I don't want Jimmy Butler. I'm telling you. You take them. You take Boogie Cousins. You take Jimmy Butler. You can have those
Jimmy
guys.
Butler's the top
I don't want those guys. Those are not championship players. I want Kevin Durant. I want Kyrie Irving. As a fallback, I'll take Kemba Walker.
So you won't take Jimmy Butler?
I don't want Jimmy Butler.
He's better than Kemba
Walker. He's a disaster.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask Minnesota their thoughts on him. Ask Philadelphia their thoughts. I want their offense to run through me. No, I don't want that. He'll be a disaster in New York. Let's go to the calls. You frustrate me. 800-919-3776. Andrew in Brooklyn, you're on 98.7. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Dave? Love the show.
Thank you.
I really think you're missing it, man. I think everybody's missing it. The Knicks are not a good team right now. They're the worst team, actually, in the NBA. They're going to get the number one pick.
First of all, they could wind up 10-72, and you can't sit here and tell me they're going to wind up with the number one pick. Do you know what the chances are they get the number one pick, Andrew?
Yeah. No, I get you.
No, really. Like, do you know the actual statistical data of them getting the number one pick with the worst record? It's 14%. So how can you sit here and tell me that they're going to get the number one pick?
Let me just say the point. The point is you're going to have a high pick. That means most teams outside of maybe five guys are going to trade you anybody on the roster. That's it. There's two guys. You sign two guys. Boom. You sign Durant. You sign Irving. And then you trade for AD. Everybody's missing.
That's not going to happen.
If it's Zion Williams, I guarantee you pick any roster in the NBA outside of three guys, you're going to get the trade.
Listen, from your lips to God's ears, I can't imagine that happening, but you're right. I mean, and I'm fine with that. If Kevin Durant says, Zion, turn him into this star, get the trade done, great, get it done. I will do anything this guy says, but you got to come here. You work as the de facto GM. You come here, bring Kyrie here, and then if you guys want us to deal Kevin Knox and Frank Ntilikina and Zion, we'll do whatever you want. We'll bring whatever players you want. You just put pen to paper. And it actually annoys me that you think that I should be happy with Jimmy Butler and Chris Middleton.
Considering what you've had the past two decades?
Stop it. But this is supposed to be, I'm in the lottery. This is like they pick the lottery numbers and you're like, all right. Lottery, you expected to win it. You won $5,000.
You appreciate that.
No, I don't want. No, I'm not in this to win. I'm in this to win, though. I'm in this to have the helipad in my backyard.
Yes, you can operate like that if you're the Yankees, right, or the Patriots. But when you're the Knicks,
I mean, I wouldn't trade Kristaps Porzingis for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but you trade him for Jimmy Butler and Kemba Walker.
But I could have gotten one guy regardless.
Yeah, but then you also acquire two future first-round picks. And
great. Yeah, that's going to be – I mean, you think the Mavericks are going to be giving you great picks?
And look at
the Mavericks aren't going to be a top 12 team in the NBA.
Chris Stapps didn't want to be here. So part of this trade was the fact that he didn't want to be here.
He's a big baby, by the way. Don't even get me started on him. Bobby in Staten Island. Bobby, you're on 98.7.
Hi, good morning, Dave. Listen, this trade has been driving me crazy because I have been fans been telling me, oh, this trade finally gives us a cap. We're going to get Durant or Kyrie. How is that guaranteed? I don't understand that. I mean,
it's not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed. I told you, I started the show by saying, you've got to just have blind faith right now.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. All these fans think, okay, so now we have the money. This is it. We're definitely going to get it. This is not it. I don't understand it. What makes you think that all of a sudden, okay, now you have the money, what's going to happen? It's what happened to me. Scott Perry's going to be right there. Durant, we want you. Okay, who's on your team? We have Kevin Knox. We have a lottery pick. It's not the first round. We don't know yet. I mean, it could be a top five. Number one, we don't know. So you're riding on so much hope on this. So I'm telling to Scott Perry and Dave Fizdale, I want the best offseason in NBA history. I want Durant. I want Irving. I don't want Kemba like a producer. That is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, I can't help it for him. He says nonsensical stuff right now. But I'll tell you this, Bobby. Next goal, he did go to Newhouse. Appreciate the phone. He did go to Newhouse. So he thinks that he can just manipulate the media. But you can't. I mean, I'm fine with Kemba if it means KD. KD, Kemba, RJ Barrett. Let's go. Dennis in Queens. Dennis, you're on 98.7. Dennis. And we move on from Dennis. Let's go to Jimmy in Spring Valley. What's up, James?
Dave, look, I'm a Knicks fan just like you, and I'm not in much sports hell as you, but as a Knicks fan, look, you can't really judge the trade because it's an incomplete.
What have I sat here and said for the first 24 minutes of the show?
I know, but I'm here. I've been listening to all this. Everyone's saying this is the worst trade. I list the previous calls. I'm like, you can't judge until you get Kemba. And I was listening to Ty, and I love Ty, but he's a Lakers fan. He don't understand our.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. You don't. I mean, get out of my depression. You don't understand what it's like to be a Knicks fan. How dare you?
If you don't give me Kyrie and KD, then this is a flop. I want the best. I want to have a moped in my backyard. I don't want a little swimming pool. I want a moped. I want the best.
See, Ty would be happy. Thanks for the call, Jim. Ty and the Ty like would be happy with the kiddie pool, right? Oh, I can. It's warm. I can pull a chair right up there. I can take my shoes and socks off, and I can put my feet right. Oh, this is nice. Oh, it's cool on my feet, and I'm not burning up. I want the in-ground pool with the jacuzzi on the side and the diving board and the rock wall and the whole thing. I don't want Kemba Walker and Chris Middleton. No. I don't want any part of that. Either you're going to wind up with a home run or you're going to wind up with a flop. I don't want the Amari Stoudemire of 2019 offseason. No, thank you. Greg in Piscataway. Greg, you're on 98.7.
Dave, this is why I love you. You are the voice.
You adore me. Honestly, Greg, you can't imagine a life without me.
The highlight of my week, Dave, is Saturday morning, 9 a.m., when Dave Rothenberg gets on, I must say. I 100% agree with you, Dave. We've been laughed at it as Knicks fans. I'm a Knicks fan. When I rock my Knicks stuff, people literally laugh at me, Dave. We've been laughed at all of our lives. We deserve, and I'm not a big entitlement guy, we deserve Kyrie and Kevin Durant. We deserve it. We want it. We don't want I don't even want Kemba. I don't even want to say Kemba. I want Kyrie and I want KD. Porzingis, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, because he didn't want to be here. Fine. He wasn't a big player anyway. He didn't show up in the big games. I'm glad he's gone.
He didn't play in a big game. What do you mean show up? Exactly. The guy never played a big game in his life here with the Knicks.
Exactly. And the reason why he's not happy is because he was here with Carmelo. Carmelo wasn't happy. Carmelo is a delusional player. He still thinks he's a star, and he was feeling himself too much. And I'm happy that he's gone. People want to play in New York. We just have to have the ball bounce our way. And I think that this year, I truly believe this year, more so than 2010, is that year.
Listen, Greg, I hope you're right. I understand your optimism, and I appreciate the phone call. But on the flip side, every Knicks fan that's going to call me today, 800-919-3776, and says, I don't trust him, I don't blame you. It's hard to trust an organization that has, you know, rake you through the mud forever. I mean, they told you a few months ago, guys, we're not going to be on the fast track. We're not going for a quick fix. We're in it for the long term. We have a plan. The plan changed in 5 minutes. They told you 3 weeks ago, the head coach, how thrilled they were with KP. Then you had to move on from him? So let's wait and see. Again, Howard Beck, Bleacher Report, good article on Bleacher Report. You can read it in advance of us having him on. Basically saying what I've said. This is either going to be, oh, my God, Perry and Mills and Dolan and Fizdale, they completely rook the NBA, or the Knicks are the laughingstock of the league.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question. Call now at 800-919-3776 or tweet at Rothenberg ESPN, hashtag football frenzy, and ask us your NFL questions.
Now, this will probably be the last frenzy that you can participate in football season until September. Right after Labor Day. So I advise you get involved. 800-919-3776. I'm not trying to make you sad. It's just the nature of the beast. It's the reality that that's exactly where we are. So let's go. 800-919-3776 on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. Ty, are you playing in the frenzy today?
Yes, I will be playing in the frenzy.
Then why don't you start out a Saturday morning frenzy?
Okay, so in the AFC title game, the Chiefs won the toss but deferred the Pats go down and score. A lot of people looked at that as a bad decision in the game. If the Rams win the toss tomorrow, do you take the ball or do you defer?
No, I think you take the football. I mean, you are built on an elite and you know, pristine offense. You take the football, you go down the field, and you put up a touchdown. And you don't want, the last thing you want if you're the Rams is the Patriots to take the ball, have one of these 7 minutes and 47 second drives, put up a touchdown, give your, you know, and he's shown signs of having a little bit of nerves in the postseason. Give this quarterback the situation where you're down 7-0, you're midway through the first quarter, you're going up against Tom Brady, it's the biggest stage of your entire life. Have at it, pal. No, give him the ball and let him kind of start fresh if you win the coin toss. Let's go to Joey in the car. Joe, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, Dave, a couple of weeks ago you said the only coach you trusted in the playoffs was Belichick. You're right so far. Tomorrow, close game or tied late fourth quarter. McVay make a call that wins or loses the Super Bowl for the Rams.
I don't say, can he make a call? I mean, I like McVay. I don't ever remember saying the only one I trust. I think McVay's an excellent coach. I think Sean Payton's an excellent coach. I think Andy Reid's an excellent coach. I don't ever remember even saying that. Do I trust Sean McVay? Yeah. I mean, as much as I can trust a newbie head coach in the postseason, but do I trust him as much as Belichick? No. Don and Mayapak. Donnie, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, come on, Don. I mean, we've spent all season long pounding home the fact that there's no, hey, how are you, love it. No, you get right to it. Christian will show you how. Christian in Jersey, you're on the frenzy.
What position do the Jets draft this year?
Best available. I mean, I know it's a cop-out, but best available. You need offensive line. More importantly, you need an edge rusher. But if there's an elite player when you're going, that's who you take. Mark in Jersey. Have at it, Mark.
For the past 2 weeks, every expert's talking about what the Rams have to do to beat the Patriots. So, Dave, what do the Patriots have to do to secure this win?
They have to do what they've been doing. They have to run the football. They have to limit the possessions for the other team. They have to play, excuse me, really, really good defense, which you've seen signs of in the postseason. And I think one of the more important things as well, which they've done brilliantly, is protect Tom Brady, which they've done. Nikki in Brooklyn. Nick, you're on the frenzy.
Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer?
No, I don't think he is. And I know you look at his postseason stats, you say, but look how great he's been. But, I mean, the body of work. Just when you think Julian Edelman, do you think Hall of Fame player? You don't, right? Rob and Nyack. Rob, you're on the frenzy.
Something's really obviously up with Gurley. Do you think that's going to be an issue in the game here?
Absolutely. 100%. And I don't even understand why people aren't even more questioning what's happening here. Todd Gurley's not right. I mean, there is no way that if you get another day tomorrow, like you've had the first two in the postseason, that we're not going to find out Tuesday or Wednesday that Todd Gurley's undergoing some kind of a procedure. Todd Gurley is nowhere near the running back that he was in the postseason. You're playing C.J. Anderson, who's fine, but he's nowhere near Todd Gurley. Kevin in the car. Kevin, you're up on the frenzy.
Will the New York Jets this offseason finally get it right and go spend this abundance of money they have on a big-time free agent like Le'Veon Bell?
You know, I paused because the article came out, Manisha's report came out that said the Jets will not break the bank for Le'Veon Bell this offseason. I think you should. I mean, you need him. And it's not like you say, well, so they come out and they say, we don't want Kareem Hunt. We don't want to get involved with that. We're not going to break the bank on Le'Veon Bell. Well, where are you going to go? I mean, there's not 20 free agents on the offensive side of things that you look at and you say, that I'd be happy with that guy. You'd be happy with Hunt. I understand why you don't want him. You'd be happy with Bell. You don't want to break the bank. Now where are you going? John in Westchester. Johnny, you're on the frenzy.
Do the Giants finally draft, purchase, or trade for a quarterback, or do they ride this year with Manning and go for it the following year?
You have to. I mean, enough of the, well, if we just, you know, shore up the team around Eli, then all of a sudden we can, no. It has to be the quarterback right now. It's got to be, I don't even care who it is that you love. Identify the guy that you love and get him. If it means you have to trade next year's one, then so be it. But if it's Haskins and he's going to go one, you trade your six and a one and whatever else, and you get him. Get him, get him, get him. Ed in Jersey. Ed, you're on the frenzy.
Is Haskins really the guy the Giants need to get? And if he is, as a fan, are we happy about that?
They will identify who the guy is. Everyone who is the NFL draft expert, Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, anyone on any other platform or organization says that Haskins is clearly the best quarterback. If he's the best quarterback and he's going to turn into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, you have to get him. And you have to do it now. There's no more waiting. There's no more let's build around Eli. Do I think? I like him a lot. I mean, what I saw in that year at Ohio State, I think he's going to be a big-time NFL quarterback. Alex Jersey. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the frenzy.
What position do the Bills need to draft in order to become a playoff contender?
The Bills need a lot. They need weapons offensively. I mean, their receiving core is pedestrian. The offensive line is not great. Their defense is okay, but they need pieces there. I mean, they need everything. Everything outside of quarterback, the Buffalo Bills need. Let's go to Brandon in Jersey. Brandon, you're on the frenzy.
What do you think? What team do you think it would be the surprise team to make it to the playoffs next year?
Oh, I don't know. It's too early right now. I mean, listen, I think you have to look out for Cleveland, but I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. All right, Dave in Staten Island, you're up on the frenzy.
All right, gun to the head. Who are we taking tomorrow? Patriots or the Rams?
Yeah, it's the million-dollar question. I'm going to go with the Pats. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I don't think this is one of these great New England teams, but push comes to shove, who do I trust more, Tom Brady or Jared Goff? You tell me. Push comes to shove, who do you trust more, Sean McVay or Bill Belichick? You tell me. And for those, and I'm giving three if you're involved in the wagering portion of this. So really, I mean, odds of this being a one or a two-point win are minuscule. You know, maybe I push. I like my chances. I would take New England and lay the three. All right, there you have it. Blow it dead, Michelle. Overall, I think that was a very fundamentally sound frenzy.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply face, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
You can try. Not sure the success rate you'll have. Although, Ty, I got to be honest, I'm not feeling great today. I'm a little tired.
Wi-Fi, you know, down.
The weather has gotten to me. I don't feel like I'm at 100%.
Wi-Fi is giving you some trouble?
No, Wi-Fi is working at a very high level.
Okay.
You know, if you went on a lie detector test and they said, Ty, do you really believe he uses the Wi-Fi? You would say no.
I would hesitate, but I would then say, no, I don't believe he uses the Wi-Fi.
Because you know that I don't.
It's a tough question.
My entire reputation would be ruined.
Yeah.
Of integrity. And that's what I am.
Integrity,
you should see the stuff that I pour out during the week, sitting next to Rick and Chris. Pour out!
Phenomenal show, by the way.
And they're like, oh my God, how do you know that? Like, they were talking about Royal Ivy, right? We'll get to the next, and we'll get to Stump Rothenberg in a second. Royal Ivy, assistant coach of Texas, and now he's with the Knicks. And they said, boy, you know, there is a relationship with KD, and the thought is he might come here. And they said, I wonder where Royal Ivy went to college. And I said, Royal Ivy went to from Queens, went to Cardoza High School, and then went to University of Texas. Like, how do you know that?
How do you know that?
Because I know. This is what I do.
Cardoza High School, good bowling team, by the way.
Oh, the best. Ron Jeremy also went to Cardoza High School, scoring at home.
You're at it again.
Oftentimes. All right, here we go. 800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg, Ty, you claim to have a good question. Your reputation is on the line at this point. Have at it.
All right, so our Chris Cansey, he is an avid listener of the program. He loves this segment. He sent me this question, so I would pass it along to you via Chris Cansey. Which Jordan brand athlete appeared in a film that was directed by a current Academy Award nominee?
Boy, I'm not going to know this.
You will know it.
I'm not going to know this. Jordan athlete was in a film directed by an Academy Award nominee.
A current Academy
right now?
Award nominee. Yep.
I have no idea. I don't have no idea.
I'm going to tell you the answer and you're going to flip.
No, I'm not.
Ray Allen, he got game.
Oh, all right. It's fine. I don't think it's an elite question, but it's a good question. It's not terrible. Carrie in the car. Carrie, lead us off on the phones. You're on Stump Rothenberg, Carrie.
Hey, good morning, Dave. So I'm going to give you a question that I don't expect you to know right off the bat,
okay.
But as you go through it, you'll get it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl trivia here. All right, here we go. Which is the only franchise that's gone to multiple Super Bowls and is undefeated? So you know, like how.
So you're saying this is a team that's moved cities?
Keyword franchise. There's your hint. So you know, like how us Giants fans, we choose to bury Super Bowl 35 like it never existed.
Oh yeah.
That's the only one we lost. Which franchise has gone to multiple Super Bowls?
No, the Colts lost to the Jets. No, the Colts lost to the Jets. Franchise has never lost. The Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, Ravens.
There you go.
There I go. There I go. There I go. 800-919-3776. Spike in Jersey. Nobody loves the segment more than Spike. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Nobody loves the segment more than I do. Of the five tallest buildings in the world, they're all located in Asia. There are only two of them that are 2,000 feet or higher. Name them both.
The Shanghai Tower?
That's number two. Give me the country.
I thought there was one in Dubai. I'm pretty sure the tallest building in the world is in Dubai.
That's correct. You got them both.
Oh, all right. Dubai is considered Asia?
Yeah, it's subcontinent of Asia. Yes, yes.
Oh, I would consider Dubai the Middle East. So I got it correct.
It's 2,700 feet, but it's Dubai and Shanghai. Actually, China has another one called the Ping An Finance Center. But I'm amazed, 2,700 feet in Dubai.
Yeah, it's
got them both. Let's hear the ding.
Yeah, let's hear the ding. You see what happens? They don't want to play the ding. They want me to look foolish. I thought I was going to be good. I'm 2-1 already today. 2-1, a good start. Let's go to Nick and Nyack. Nick, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave, after a week of awesomeness, listening to you on your show, you and Canty and Humpty, you were doing amazing, despite the fact that Chris was cheating, looking at his computer. I expect
it's unbelievable that I would
He was
be
cheating the
questions.
Entire time. You're going over stats, and he's looking over his computer. I could see it.
Yeah, of course, he did. I looked over, and he was looking up the information.
Absolutely. So here's
right,
my
what do you
question
got,
for you. Do you want medium hardness, or do you want a hard movie question? You're two and one. Tell me what you want.
Two and one. You know what? It is Super Bowl weekend. Give me a hard movie question.
Okay. There have been four Jack Ryans played by four different actors on the big screen, not the small screen. Give me the four actors, and there's a second part to this question.
Wait, so these are movies?
Movies. The Jack Ryan movies have been played by four different actors.
Harrison Ford.
There's one.
Ben Affleck.
That's two.
Is the guy that I can't think of. I can see his face.
One is extremely popular.
He's a younger kid, and I can't think of his face.
That's one. Who's the other guy, though?
Yeah, but I have to think of this guy's name.
Okay.
And I can see his face. He's young.
He's young.
Go
back to him. Who's the older guy that's played Jack Ryan? Who played Jack Ryan before Harrison Ford?
Chris Pine is the one I'm trying to think of.
There's three. Give me the guy who played Jack Ryan before Harrison Ford.
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery was in the movie. Who was the guy who played Jack Ryan?
I don't know then. That was The Hunt for October, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. It was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, all right.
All right. Here's the second part to the question.
And we don't do two-part questions. We're not doing it. But thank you for the call, Nick. Now, that's wrong. I have to get every Jack Ryan?
Yes, you do.
I'm not even a fan of those movies.
And I'm shocked. He asked you if you wanted to go with medium hardness, but you went with just hard.
Well, I mean, it's Super Bowl weekend, for God's sakes. We should try to raise the level of our game. Ryan and Holbrook, you're on Stump Rothenberg, Rye.
Hey, Dave, I got another movie question for you.
Well, people are big into the movies today.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Have you seen The Untouchables before?
Yeah, but I hardly would consider myself an expert of it. If you have another movie question, that would be great. If you want to go Untouchables, you can.
I think this one will stump you, so I could change it up to a sports question.
Whatever you want.
That's okay.
Whatever you want.
Could you tell me, between Olympics, the NBA, and college, the four different numbers that Michael Jordan wore?
All right, so he wore 23.
Correct.
He wore 9.
Correct. That was the Olympics.
45.
That's in the pros. That's when he came back from his first retirement. And there's one more.
And here's a good one. And this is why it's a good question. I believe he had his jersey stolen, and he had to wear number 12 one night.
Give him the bingo, folks.
Give him the bingo, folks. The kid's on fire, Ty. You didn't know that, did you?
I knew the three. I didn't know the last one. But
yeah,
you can't pick and choose.
His jersey was stolen one night, and he had to wear number 12.
Wait, but he asked you which category you wanted, but then he said, oh, I don't want to choose this one because you might not know it. That's the point of Stump Rothenberg.
Stop it. You know what? Did you know the answer to that question?
I knew three of the four.
This is probably why Jeff and Joe are turned off by your performances, because instead of having my back and trying to protect me, you're trying to make me look foolish.
They have bad taste.
Mike in Farmingdale. Mike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
All right. Choose Your Adventure Day. Do you want a question on the Wild Kingdom?
No.
Or then the other one is Back to the Future again, my friend.
Every week you're with Back to the Future.
Well,
like, are you Robert Zemeckis? Did you direct the movie?
I wish, man.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Back to the Future.
Here we go. What was Doc's dog's name in 1955?
Oh, so it was Einstein when they came back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I don't know that I know it. Did they said the dog's name?
He did. And he is a famous scientist.
Oh, God. I don't... Galileo.
No. It's Copernicus.
Oh. All right. I mean, come on. The fact I knew it was Einstein was pretty impressive. Ty, you have another one or no? You're just going to play the buzzer over and over. Mish, do you have a good one? You actually typically will ask a good question.
Oh, thank you for saying
you're
that, finally.
Ty. Outside of your drapacious question, you're typically pretty good.
Okay, so, Dave, what was Clint Eastwood's first film as a director?
Mmm. So, obviously, from the Dirty Harry movies. Was it Unforgiven? hang on a second here.
I like the passion in that buzz.
Yeah, that felt like a very aggressive buzz, didn't it? God, he was in so many movies. I don't think I know it. I mean, he did Million Dollar Baby, but that's way after Unforgiven. Have you seen this movie?
No, I have not.
I don't know what he's High Plains Drifter, but I don't know if that's his direction. The Outlaw Josie Wales, but I don't know if it's his.
Think the 70s.
It's in the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know it. I don't think he directed Play Misty for me, did he? Wow. Have you ever seen that movie? You haven't, you said.
No, I've never seen it.
That's a creepy movie.
Well, I'm glad I haven't seen it then.
So basically, it's this woman that he meets, and she falls in love with him, and then she begins to stalk him and goes absolutely bananas.
So like a Fatal Attraction movie.
Fatal Attraction before Fatal Attraction. I did not know that. That was a guess, and I wouldn't have gotten it without your help, but I'll take it. And that will be another edition of Stump Rothenberg. Overall, Ty, you'd say what? That was a B?
I'd go C plus.
Or like a B. Probably.
Probably C plus.
Or probably a B. The elite of the elite. I mean, right now, any mock draft you go to, it has three Duke players going in the top four. The one I'm most uncertain about, and obviously that's the third of the three, is Cam Reddish. Like, I can't figure him out. He's a great shooter. I haven't seen him do a ton other than shoot, though. I mean, that's basically his game. I still will sit here and tell you that I know that Zion is everyone's highlight reel, 360 dunks, out of this world, all that. I get it. I still will tell you that the longevity of the career, I believe that R.J. Barrett's going to be the better player. And I've heard people say, except for Seth Greenberg. Seth Greenberg will say that he thinks that, for all intents and purposes, Zion is a highlight film guy, and he's not sure he's going to be a lot more than that. Now, I don't agree with that. I think Zion's going to be a big-time NBA player, but remember, he's not 6'9", he's not 6'10". He's like 6'6"-ish. And can you play him down low? I don't know. It'll be interesting. But all I know is Duke St. John's, noon ESPN, and you get to see these guys. And if St. John somehow wins this game, you can put them right into the tournament. And if you look at the Big East, I know we're not going to spend a ton of time on college basketball. I think there's only two teams right now in the Big East that are above 500 conference-wise. And that is Marquette, who has a great player named Marcus Howard, and that is Villanova, who's Villanova. And third right now, Georgetown at 4-4, and they play at Villanova tomorrow. 800-919-3776. RJ Bell will join us at 11. We'll go all around the NFL, break down the big game tomorrow. And of course, if you're lucky enough to be in Superbox Bonanza, you're going to really keep a close eye on the numbers at the end of the quarters. And I was talking to somebody last night. He's in a huge box pool. Like thousands and thousands of dollars that are invested in this. I don't know. Just for sheer luck. But a lot of people love it. All right, let's go to Alex in the car. Alex, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. First time listener.
Alex? Appreciate it.
So I just want to talk about the Knicks trade in Porzingis and say that no matter what the outcome is, whether we get two superstars, one superstar, or no superstars in this upcoming free agency, I think the Knicks made it out on top. I mean, I've been a Knicks fan since I came out of the womb, and it's been bad contract after bad contract after bad contract. This is the first time in a long time that we've been in a financial state where we've can
agree. But Alex, you don't have any talent.
Well, listen. Dennis Smith Jr. is good. He's still on a rookie contract.
But Alex, he's your best player right now.
You're right. But Porzingis, he's an unknown right now. He's coming back from the MCL injury. Name me a 7'3 center.
I can't name you a 7'3 center, period. You could stop it right there who plays on the perimeter. No, we've never seen anything like him.
But you don't
think he's going to come back and be a good player? I mean, come on.
He could or he could not, but even, you're right, we haven't seen a 7'3 player that can play the perimeter like Porzingis, but a 7'3 player that a center, but name me one that's come back from an injury and has had a successful season. There's probably only one.
If you, I mean, listen, you're trying to spin the narrative to make it look great for the Knicks. I don't think it looks great for the Knicks. I don't think it looks awful for the Knicks. Do I believe it thanks to the Clarks? Do I believe that KP comes back and is a good player again at a minimum? Yes. I do. He's going to come back and he's going to be a good player again. He's not recovering from a ruptured Achilles. He didn't have fingers amputated. He had a ligament tear. It's a common injury. Now, he goes through a lot of injuries. You want to say he's injury prone. You could say that. But this one injury, do I think he comes back from it? Yes. And so do the Knicks. You could try to change the narrative any way you like. He's going to come back and he's going to be healthy and he'll probably be a good player. That's fine. You moved on from that. The question now is, can you turn what you've just taken and freed up the cap room into the elite of the elite? And if you can, then you win. You know, if you can turn it into KD. Look, I don't care if you turn it into KD and then Kemba Walker and you trade for Dame Lillard. You have all these picks and you include Knox and Zion or Knox and Barrett. There are different ways to get this done. But it has to get done. And it has to get done this offseason. Jeff in Manhattan. Jeff, you're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave, great show as always.
Thank you.
I am thrilled with this trade, and for the following reasons. There aren't any mega free agents that are clamoring to come play with Porzingis. Porzingis has done nothing as a Knick, except even besides this major injury where he's out for a year and a half. We know all the other injuries he had. He couldn't play back-to-back games. All he did was complain. This time last year, I spoke to you, and I think a lot of people don't remember this. His complaint this time last year, after 20 games as a 22-year-old in the NBA, was he was tired.
Jeff, I will agree. It was always something with KP. Something with him.
Always something. Now, this move gives us the opportunity to sign these two max players. Without it, we don't have that opportunity. So, you know what? Good riddance to him. We had another, we have a bust in Ntilikina, in my opinion. He's got to go. We got to turn this thing around. This gives us a glimmer of hope. It gives us opportunity.
It gives you 5 months of hope, and then it could be stripped away, or they could double down on it. That's the truth.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.